Well, President Trump's promise to wage war against drug cartels might sound familiar to many because presidents as far back as Richard Nixon have pledged to destroy the drug empires south of the border. But despite decades of effort and billions of dollars spent waging the war, drug use in the United States continues to soar and the cartels continue to spread horror in their home countries. Julia Holman reports.
It was 1971 when President Richard Nixon launched America's War on Drugs.
America's public enemy number one is drug abuse.
He announced hundreds of millions of dollars in new funding to combat the drug scourge.
In order to fight and defeat this enemy, it is necessary to wage a new all-out offensive.
In the 80s, the war continued with President Ronald Reagan.
Drugs are menacing our society. They're killing our children.
But it didn't stop there.
This is crack cocaine.
In 1989, President George H.W. Bush announced his national drug policy, holding up a bag of crack cocaine during his national television address.
It's as innocent looking as candy, but it's turning our cities into battle zones. And it's murdering our children.
In 2000, President Bill Clinton gave billions to Colombia to try to break that country's drug cartels.
I reject the idea that we must choose between supporting peace or fighting drugs.
Now, with a couple of tweets, President Donald Trump has announced the newest battle in the long war against drugs, pledging that the cartels believed to be responsible for the deaths of 9 Americans will be wiped off the face of the earth.
We've been waging a war on drugs. And the real victims here are people in America who use drugs, as well as people in Mexico who are just trying to live their lives.
Zachary Siegel is a Chicago-based journalist who specializes in the drug trade and public health, and he also co-hosts a podcast called Narcotica. He says 300,000 people in Mexico have been murdered since 2006, mainly due to the drug trade.
America's policy for decades has been to lop the head off of cartels, going all the way back to when the DEA helped assassinate Pablo Escobar in Colombia, to the recent capture, conviction, and incarceration of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, who is now serving a life sentence in America. So the issue is, when you go after the heads of these transnational crime organizations that sell drugs to mostly Americans, that has not made any meaningful dent in the price and availability of drugs.
He says America's opioid addiction crisis, which has been fueled by pharmaceutical companies, has created a massive demand for illicit drugs to cross the border.
Drugs in America have never been cheaper and more available than they are now. And whether that's a pharmaceutical company providing it or whether it's a cartel in Mexico providing it, it's still the same result.
Dr. John Coyne is with the Australian Strategic Policy Institute and a former federal police officer. He spent time investigating Mexico's drug cartels.
You could argue that using the war approach and using such combative language and strategies has actually made the problem worse.
You've spoken in the past with members of drug cartels in Mexico. What do they say about the attempts by American presidents going all the way back to Richard Nixon to wage a war against them?
Look, from their perspectives, I think this is all about a business and risk. You know, it's a highly attractive to being involved in cartel activity because you make money and you make lots of it.
And he says Australians need to realise that illicit drugs consumed here also have a bloody path.
This sort of problem is a growing problem in the Mekong sub-region, in Myanmar and Laos, where large quantities of methamphetamine are being produced. So, we're not immune from narco wars, etc. So these sorts of conflicts and deaths happen close to home. On this occasion, it is a terrible tragedy involving children and mothers. But, you know, we need to think more broadly about this. There are people dying every day in this sort of conflict in Mexico and closer to home.
Dr. John Coyne from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute speaking with Julia Holman.